Shalom aleichem abayisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim irak kodesh. Meizach Hashem yizborach. We're about to begin the third topic of Parshat Bechukosai. Erechim. By the Aliyah of Revi or Shishi, when Behal Bechukosai are connected, Perek Chov Zayin, Posuk Aleph. What is the concept of Erechim? Let me explain. If somebody says, I'm going to give my value or somebody else's value to Hekdesh, to the Beis HaMikdosh, or B'loshon Chazal, he says, Domi Olai, or Domcho Olai. How do we evaluate how much money he has to give? How do we evaluate the value of a human being? The way to do that is, we imagine as if he or she was being sold as a slave. How much money would somebody pay for them? That is the value of a human being that you have to give the Hekdesh. If you said, I'm going to give my value or someone else's value. But if somebody says, Erki Olai, or Erkecho Olai, he's using the word Erech. The word Erech means the Torah value of a human being. It has nothing to do with his value that he could be sold as a slave. Rather, the Torah is going to give us 8 categories of the Torah value of a human being, depending on if it's a Zocho or a Nekeva, and which age group they belong to. And that is the following topic, Erechim. The Torah value of a human being. Perek Chof Zayin, Posuk Aleph. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe le'emor, daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'amarto aleihem, ish ki yafli neder, berkecho nefashos l'Adonai. And Hashem told Moshe to tell b'nei Yisrael, if a man vows a neder, he is explicit with his lips and he says, I am going to give the erech of me or somebody else. Says Rashi, ki yafli yafrish efarish besfosov. He explicitly expresses with his lips, not by thought. Be'erkecho nefoshois litin erech nafshoi. It could have simply said, be'erkecho, what is the word nefoshoi teaching me? Loimar erech dovo shenafshoi tluya boy olai. Even if you didn't say, I'm going to give my erech or somebody else's erech, you said, I'm going to give the erech of my head, or the erech of your heart, an organ that you absolutely need in order to live, that's as if you said, I'm giving my erech or your erech. Posuk Gimel, v'hoyo erkecho azochor, mi-ben 20 shano, v'ad ben 60 shano, v'hoyo erkecho 50 shekel kesef, b'shekel ha-kodesh, v'im nekevo hi, v'hoyo erkecho 30 shokel. In these two psukim, the Torah told us, the first two categories of the 8 we will see of what is the erech, the Torah value of a human being. Throughout the parsha, we're going to see the word erkecho. But Rashi points out the second chof is not telling us your erech. Rather, it's an extra chof. Rashi himself, he doesn't know what the chof is doing over there. Imagine the word said erech, the Torah value of a human being. So, if it's between the ages of 20 and 60, if it's a zocho, the value will be 50 silver shekel. And what type of shekel? There are two types of shekels out there. This is the shekel HaKodesh, which the Torah will tell us later on in Posuk Chof Hei, that it has 20 geiro in every shekel. And if it's a nekeva, the Torah value of a nekeva is 30 shekel. Says Rashi Voyo Elkecho, Ein erech ze loshen domim. Erech does not mean the value. Value would mean how much is he or she sold as a slave. But erech is ela bein shu yoko bein shu zoil, whether as a slave they're more expensive or more cheaper. Kifishonav hu ha'erech ha'kotzuv olo b'parasha zu. It depends on what age group he or she belongs to and whether there is a zocher in a keva. Erkecho k'moy erech v'kofel ha'kofin v'kefel ha'kofin lo yodati meizel loshenu. I don't know why the coffin are doubled over. Posuk hey, on to the third and fourth category. Vimi ben chomeish shonim, v'ad ben esrim shonove hoyo erkecho azachor esrim shekolim, v'lanekevo aseres shekolim. And if somebody said, I'm going to give the erech of somebody between the ages of 5 and 20, so if it's a zochor, you give 20 shekel, and in a cave you give 10 shekel. Says Rashi, Vimi ben chomeish shonim. Lo shehi anoidel koton. We're not talking about the 5-year-old is making the neder that he's going to give his erech. Because shein b'divrei koton klum. when a katan says such a thing, it's meaningless. He doesn't owe anything. Elo godoil she'omar eirech katan hazeh shehu ben chomeishonim olai. It's a godoil that said these words, that he's going to give the erech of this five-year-old. On to categories 5 and 6, posuk vov. Ve'im mi ben chodesh ve'ad ben chomeishonim ve'hoyo erkecho azachor chamisho shekolim kosef ve'lanekeivo erkecho shloishe shekolim kosef. And if they're from ages 1 month old till 5 years old, if it's a zocho, you have to give 5 shekel. And if it's an akeva, 3 shekel. Posuk zayin, category 7 and 8. Ve'im mi ben shishim shano v'malo im zachor v'hoyo el kecho chamisho asor shokel v'lanakeva asaro shekolim. And if they're 60 years and up, if it's a zocho, you'll give 15 shekel, and an akeva will get... you'll give 10 shekel. And Rashi points out an interesting phenomenon. Notice the ratio drop between the category of 20 and 60, when a person is in their prime years, and how much it drops when they're 60 and up. Mayana Keva, between 20 and 60, it was 30 shekel. When she becomes old, 60 years and up, it drops one-third, from 30 to 10. By a zochol in his prime year between 20 and 60, it was 50 shekel. And when he gets old over 60, it drops to less than a third. A third of 50 would have been 16 shekel and two thirds. Instead, it's only 15 shekel. What is the meaning behind that? Says Rashi, Nimi ben shishim shono, kshemagia lidei milmei azikno, when human beings get old, ho'isha kroivo lehichoshiv le'ish, she becomes close in value to a man. Lefichoch, therefore, ha'ish poiches beizdaknoi yoyser mishlish be'alkoi. When a man gets old, he depreciates more than a third from his original value. Ha'ish ha'ine poiches elo shlish be'alkoi. She only loses one third of her value. De'amrinchi, this goes well with what the saying people say. Saba bebeiso, pacho bebeiso. An old man in the house is like a broken piece of a broken clay in the house. Savta Bevesa, an old lady in the house. Sima Bevesa, that's a gem in the house. Vesimana Tobevesa, that's a good thing to have around. Because as human beings get older, generally speaking, women are more useful than men. Posuk ches, v'imoch humir kecho, v'hemidoi lifnei ha-koyhein, v'erichoisoi ha-koyhein al-pi, asher tasig yad anoydeir, yarichenu ha-koyhein. But if the person who made this neder, that he says, I'm going to give my erech or somebody else's erech to Hekdesh, and turns out that he's poor. This word moch, we had throughout Parshat Behar a couple of times. It means poor. He can't afford what he vowed to give. Then the way Rashi learns the posuk, ve'he'emidoi lifnei ha'koyhein, you have to get the ne'erach, the person who you said you would give their value. So if it's yourself, you have to come and stand up in front of the kohen. But let's say you said, I'm going to give somebody else's erech. You have to bring that someone else to the kohen. And the kohen has to evaluate that somebody else based upon how much the noider, the person who said he's going to give that person's erech, based upon how much he could afford, that's how the kohen will evaluate the erech of that person. That's how Rashi learned Pshat in the Pasuk. Although I don't understand Pshat, what does that mean? Why does the other person have to come to the Beis HaMikdash? He's not relevant to the story. The only relevance to the story is the person who made the neder, how much he could afford. There's some type of din over here, Gzeiras HaKosuv, that we have to put the erech on that person. And the Kohen has to say, he is worth this amount. Says Rashi, V'imochu shein yodim aseges liten herech hazeh, he can't afford it. V'he'emidoi, who does the kohen have to stand up? La ne'erach, the person who you said you're going to give his or her value. Lifnei ha'kohen, v'yarichenu lefi asogas yodoi shel ma'arich, you evaluate him based on what the ma'arich could afford. Al pi asher tasig lefi mashiyesh lo yisadrenu, based on what he has, the kohen has to arrange for him to keep his basic necessities. We're not going to strip him of his needs. V'yashu lo kedei chayav, you got to let him live. Mito, a bed, kalvekeses, a pillow and a mattress, or the kli umnus, and whatever he needs for his profession, imoyochamor, if he's a donkey driver, mashilo chamoyro, leave him his donkey, and whatever else he needs. Adkan, the third topic of elchi, onto the fourth topic of temura, posuktes. V'ime behemo asho yakriv, umimeno korbon ladoinoi, koil asho yitein mimeno ladoinoi, yihye koidesh lo yachalifenu, v'lo yomir oisoi toiv bero oira betoiv, v'im homer yomir behemo bevehemo, v'ho yohu usmur asoi, yihye koidesh. And if a person is makdish an animal, that's able to be brought on the Mizbeach, namely from the cow family, male or female, or sheep family, or the goat family, depending on the korban, oila has to be a zoch, or a shlomim could be either, whatever the korban is, whatever he said that this animal should be kodesh, that is the animal that has to go onto the Mizbeach. And you may not swap it, you may not switch it onto another animal, whether it's toiv bera, namely the korban that you gave is a tomim, does not have a mum, and you want to switch it onto an animal that has a mum, or whether the animal you gave as a korban has a mum, you want to switch it onto an animal that is a tomim, that does not have a mum, you're not allowed to do this. This is called temura. And if you did do it, besides for being oivel and iser, now both animals are kodosh. And the animal without the mum will be brought on the mizbeach. The animal with the mum will be hektish. Hektish will sell it and use the money towards the needs of the Beis HaMikdosh. Says Rashi, Posuk Tes, Koil HaShayitein Mimenu. Rashi is dashing the word Mimenu. Even if you give part of the animal, for instance, you say, Ra'oma Raglo Shel Zu Oilo. You said this, the leg of this animal should be a korban oilo. What do? If only the leg is kodesh, you can't shecht the whole animal. That would be chulin ba'azova. But the leg is kodesh. How do you do this? How do you solve this problem? Dvorav kayomim, what he said holds true. V'timoche l'tzoche oilo. You sell this animal to somebody that has to bring a korban oilo. And let's say the animal is worth $100. He's going to give you $100. The animal now is a korban oilo, it's kodesh, and the $100 should be chulin. Minus $10, let's say the leg is worth $10, so $90 will be chulin, and $10 will be kodosh. V'domeh chulin chutz midmei oitho ha'evel, and that $10 has to go towards a korban oilo. That is the drosha from the word mimenu. Even if part of the animal is weighed into a korban, you have to treat it as such. Toiv bera, tam bebalmum. You had an animal that was a tam, you swapped it on to a balmum. You're not allowed to do that. Oira betoiv, or even if it was the animal you had with balmum, and you meant well, you want to swap it onto an animal without a mum. You're not allowed to do that. The kol shekein toiv betoiv, ra bera. Surely, if it's a good animal, a tam for another tam, or a balmum for another balmum. Adkan, the fourth topic, telling us of the isur of temura, switching an animal, a korban animal, onto another animal. Now we enter topic number 5, which is the topic of Hekdesh, and it's divided into 7 subcategories. Before we start, we have to realize the 2 types of Hekdesh out there. There's something called Kedushas Haguf, and that is, if you're makdish something that's able to go on the Mizbeach, like an animal without, an animal that's able to go on the Mizbeach, a cow, sheep, or goat without a mum, or a wine, or flour, or oil, things that are able to go on the Mizbeach, that is Kedush Has Haguf. Hekdesh doesn't sell that. Rather, they use it itself to be brought as a korban. The next topic is talking about Hekdesh when somebody is makdish an item that's not able to be brought on the Mizbeach. And that gets a Kedush Has Domim, because it's Kedush only for its value. What Hekdesh is going to do with it, they're going to sell it. And whatever money comes in, they'll use it for the running needs of Hekdesh. The Torah describes 7 types of such a hekdesh. In Posuket Aleph, Vim kol behemot tmeo, that's going to be if someone was makdish a behemo, that's a balmum. A real behemot tmeo, like a horse or a donkey, that will be later on in Posuk Chov Zayin. And then, in Posuk Yudalid, Vish ki akdish es beisoy koidesh, somebody's makdish's house. In Posuk Tezayin, Vimizdeach Uzoso Yakdish, he's Makdish an inheritance field that he got from his ancestors all the way to Yeshua Binun. And then in Posuk Chof Beis, Vimizde Miknosoi, a person is Makdish a field, not that he inherited, but a field that he bought. The fifth category in Posuk Chof Vov, I'm not sure what it's doing over here. I would put it in brackets. If someone is makdish a bechor, we'll see those details when we get there. The sixth subcategory in Posuk Chof Zayin, im babehema tmeya, somebody who is makdish a not kosher animal, a horse or a donkey. And the final topic, subcategory in Posuk Chof Ches, talking about charomim. We'll see the details when we get there. Posuk Yud Aleph, the first type of hegdish, if somebody is makdish a behema, that's a balmu. Ve'im kol behemo asher lo yakrivu mimeno korbon ladoinoi ve'hemides ha-behemo lifnei ha-koyein. And if somebody was makdish a behemo that's not able to be brought as a korbon, because although it's a cow, sheep, or goat, but it has a mum, what do? We have to stand up the animal in front of the koyin, and the koyin has to evaluate how much it's worth. Posuk Yud Beis. Ve'erich ha-koyein oiso. And the coin evaluates how much is this animal worth, whether it's worth more or less, whatever the value that the coin will determine, that's what's value, that's its value. And if somebody wants to buy it off Hekdesh, that's the price he has to give. Unless he is the owner. If the one who is Makdish this animal, he himself wants to buy it back, that's what Posuk Yud Gimel is talking about. If the one who was makdish it wants to redeem it, wants to buy it back, we had this lashon of geula above in Parshas Behar. They're also meant to buy something back. Then he has to add a fifth to the value that the kohen said. But keep in mind, when the Torah says a fifth, it's what we call a quarter. Let's say, for instance, the coin evaluated this animal to be worth $100. If I would tell you to add a fifth, you would say you have to add another $20 and pay a sum total of $120. But the way the Torah calls a fifth is you have to add another $25, what we call a quarter. Why does the Torah call it a fifth? Because 25 is one-fifth of the sum total after you added it on. Says Rashi, Posuk Yud Aleph, Vim kol behemot tmeyo beba'alas mum, a kosher medaber, a kosher animal that has a mum, she tmeyo la'akrivo, you can't be makrivit. Vilimedcho ha'kosuv, shein kodshim tmimim yoitzim lechulim bepidyoin, Elohim kein humemu. The Posuk is teaching you that if kodshim, a kodshim animal, a korban, you may not redeem it out of hektish, it must go on the mizbeach. Unless the only way to buy it off Hegdesh, to take the Kedusha off it, is only if it got a mum. For anybody else but the Bailan, the one who is Makdesh, that wants to buy it off Hegdesh, that is what the coin's evaluating is relevant to. If the Bailan, the one who is Makdesh, wants to buy it back, the Torah is machmir, you have to add a fifth. V'chein, we're going to see this fifth coming up throughout the topics of Hekdesh. B'makdish bayis, v'chein b'makdish lesasode, v'chein b'pidyon ma'isel sheni. That's the sixth topic coming up. Ma'isel sheni, abaylim u'sifim choymish. The baylim have to add a choymish, v'lo yishar kol odom. Anybody else does not have to add a fifth. On to the second type of Hekdesh. In somebody's makdish, his house, posuk Yud Aleph. And if somebody's makdish's house, so the kohen has to evaluate the worth of the house, whether it be more or less. Whatever the kohen evaluates, that will be its value. And if somebody else wants to buy it over Hegdesh, that's the amount of money he has to give. Posuk Tezvov.
The
But if the person who owned the house, the person who was makdish the house, he wants to buy his house back from a hekdish, he wants to be poided, he has to add a fifth to whatever value the kohen evaluated at. And as I said before, a fifth throughout the parsha always means what we call a quarter. And the Torah calls that a fifth. That's what Chazal referred to as a choymesh milebar. It's a fifth from the outside. After you added in the money, then it's a fifth of the sum total. Adkan, two of the seven types of hekdishes we're going to have in this topic. We did v'ish kiyakdish behema, v'im kol behema tmeya, which is referring to a behema balmum, and ish kiyakdish is beisoi. The remaining five we have left to do in the next recording, Be'ezer Hashem. If someone is makdish, is they achuza, is they mikna. If someone is makdish, a bechoil, we'll see what that means. A behema tmeya, a real behema tmeya, a horse or a donkey, and charomim. Followed by the last two topics of the parasha, 6 and 7, namely, Maisel Sheni and Maisel Behemo.